You are listening to
Friends Next Door. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Dan.
It's Mia.
It's Quan.
Woohoo! All right, guys. So we're going to talk about, you know, the other day I was thinking, I was like, man, people don't write in their diary.
Damn.
Right? And then at the same time,
I got, this
they
is
don't keep
where
diaries.
We're starting.
At the same time, I was like, man, like, people like I like this these trends of like splurging on these like items like Labubus and stuff. I was like, this needs to go. So today we're gonna talk about trends that you think we're done with and we need
should
to go.
Go
and ones that maybe we should bring back. Aww. Or maybe not a trend but something that we need to bring back.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because yeah. We missed this.
Like, yeah.
And then maybe like explore the underlying reasons for certain things, you know? Because
yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
for example, like, yeah, I think that these days, like the other day, I'm like, I was watching a movie and also I was talking to my wife and she's a writer.
Mm.
And oh, I was also, at the same time, I started to read my dad, I translated one of my dad's poetry books because it's in Chinese. And this is back in the 80s, he would keep his thoughts on a diary and it was on just like a bunch of napkins because he didn't have like a diary. So he would just like write all his thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yo, man, people don't do that anymore. And then I found a book and I found one of my, I used to have a lot of notebooks and I still do, but I haven't added to them. But then like, I was like, yo, is this a diary entry? That's crazy. And it was kind of cringy, but I was like, man.
Who you are. Did you put a date on the entry?
I think I did. This is like, during COVID. Because I was just like.
Oh, you had nothing
had
else
nothing
to
do. I was just like, let me put down my thoughts.
That's good.
And I was like, you know what? We should bring this back. Because I think we should be, it was very helpful to be like introspective, slow things down, get your thoughts down. Instead of just like have a free moment, I'm gonna go on my phone.
Yeah, you know? or splurge on something, like make
you know
bad decisions.
Yeah. Or just like look for things to plug the empty time because the time could be used wisely.
Mm.
You know, so I was like, we got to bring back like
journaling.
Because remember, it was like in the 90s, it was getting to a peak where there was a live journal. You guys remember this?
Of course.
I never used it.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I think
Zynga,
I know.
Zynga.
I was never
it
on
was
Zynga.
Like before Facebook, yeah. People would write their thoughts in long form.
I know.
Reddit light posts.
Yes.
And put it on. It was called Live Journal.
Yes.
And you
yes.
would follow people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, it was awesome.
Well, these days it's called Substack.
No, but like the thing.
But
is
I guess
like,
less not, like less official, less professional.
Yeah,
less
it's not professional. It was
polished.
Like, it was what was Tumblr?
See,
Tumblr
you just
was
hit
the
it right
last.
On head.
Tumblr
yeah.
was like
Tumblr
the
was
last
images,
one.
Though.
Image,
you know,
exactly.
I never
I didn't
got
know what
Tumblr.
A Substack was.
Substack is kind of like a.
I no, but I
yeah,
know now.
Great.
I didn't
oh, yeah,
know what
yeah.
it was.
Like,
yeah.
It's like
what?
Very professional. Like business.
It's very. It's professional. It's more like polished.
And you pay for it like a Patreon.
I don't know if you pay, do you have to pay for
no,
it?
No, you can be free, but it's designed so you can donate. It's like a Patreon for writers.
I see. Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can,
yeah.
Because my friend has one and I was like, oh, I wanted to read it. I'm like, wait, I got to pay for this. No, but I will pay for it, but I'm to support him. But I'm like.
Maybe now yeah. it's like, you know, there's like Medium articles that people write.
That's
everybody,
what I,
and
right,
now
Medium's
it's like,
free.
Now it's like people, yeah. everybody is an influencer.
But see, this
and
is
like
where,
write stuff now.
This is where I'm like, when you have things like Substack, Patreon, it completely loses that like organic, intimate. Because I remember reading someone's live journal. There was like a certain, like in the late 90s, early 2000s, like you felt something, you know? You're like, yo, this well, guy's pouring their heart out on
now,
the page.
I guess when
the
you,
culture is different now.
Also,
now
the intention
people,
is different, right? Yeah. When you write a live journal, it's almost like, I'm like taking
That's
a peek
saying,
into your
like, it
brain.
Was so like, intimate.
Versus now people screenshot everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a nobody screenshotted people's live journals and Zyngas.
No.
They just like let them be.
Yeah.
But today it's like people will go to the millisecond of a video in somebody's vlog and screenshot
yeah.
the paper in the
yeah.
background to like to sleuth
yeah.
some like
which
whatever.
Is also why like
you know?
Human nature people always do that. So I'm like, if we could replace these more slower thoughtful activities, which we'll never do because now there is social media, TikTok, whatever, Substack,
well,
medium.
So I will say there is like, some swing to the back. Like I hope do there people is. Think I don't think it's like mainstream, but like people are recognizing like social media is bad for my mental health.
Well, for
like,
example, for sure. Now you would journal only if it's cool and you can make money off of it. I'm talking about not like everyone. Really. I would say if you're really journaling, no one would know. No one would know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because
yes.
it's your intimate yes. thoughts.
That's your inner world.
Inner world.
Yes.
You keep it in a journal.
That. Well, the thing is, here's the thing. I try to journal.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Really? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Even
but
now?
But then, even now. But then the problem is, at least in my case, no, I only put my thoughts down when they're negative. When I'm like,
upset, when you're upset.
When I'm having a hard time.
It is a helpful time to journal, though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. So like all my journal entries, and then I have multiple books too, and I can never finish it, right? And I'm like, I would have 5 notebooks, only wrote on like 5 pages.
I would journal now, but I get like cramps. Hand cramps.
Yeah. Like, on top of that, my handwriting sucks.
But that's so sad.
It is.
Because I used to have actually really good penmanship.
Me too.
And now I'm like, oh my, and then
I won so a cursive writing competition.
Oh my like, that's crazy. We didn't know that. Right.
But then now I can't even write properly. Even my notes at work, sometimes I write. I like to write things down.
I used to really enjoy putting pen to pad because I'd be like, it's fun. Like it now too. I'm like, I can't even write.
It feels like seriously. Your hand's getting a cramp.
It seriously is like really bad.
Every 2 words.
You got to bring this back, guys.
But then how do you make it a habit, right? Because to me, like the trigger for me is if I'm going through something hard, like if I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
So that's when I go, all right, let me like put these things on paper.
So what I
but then when I'm happy, like I don't think about it.
Well, what I found to like help sometimes with it, to like balance it out, right, a little bit more, is like sometimes you want to remember. I want to remember.
Oh, like when you were in school and you saw your crush.
Like, I want to remember like this I don't know, this trip or this moment or like what I felt and why I made the decisions that I made. So when I doubt myself later, I was confident now. To me, that's also a lot of like why people journal, I think, right?
But of course now, like you just look at your phone and you took 50,000 photos.
But maybe you didn't.
Chances are you did.
We
should take less photos. The universe doesn't need this many photos.
Like, no, it's fine. I mean? Keep taking photos, print them out, put them in your journal. Yes,
that's another thing is scrapbooking. Yeah, I used to have
I love that too.
Did you guys used to have scrapbooks?
I have photos actual in my journals.
Yeah. I had the sickest scrap. I would print out the photos
because
it wasn't digital.
Yeah.
And then I would cut them out.
Yes.
And I would, oh my God. And then like actual make scrapbooks.
So like we just talked about yearbooks in our last photo. Yeah. In high school, the yearbooks were expensive.
Yeah.
They were like hardcover.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't buy any of them except for senior year. And so the other years I made my own yearbooks.
Oh, that is
yearbooks.
Wow.
And I printed out pictures of like friends and like I made pages for people to sign.
Oh my gosh.
Blah, because like we didn't get a yearbook.
Were you labeled like the nerdy yearbooker? Check out our episode on labels, guys.
I was not. Okay. But like I think that's part of the artsy part, right? Okay. That was part of the artsy part.
Oh, you weren't the artsy girl?
I was. Well, check out our other episode to see like
what we were. I think you were. No, I'm just kidding.
But but
I was too, but it's okay. Sorry.
But like I think that's where the positives of like when we only do these things maybe when like when there are negative times, but then when do we do things that are for the positive times too to really solidify it into the habit? So this is like one thing that we want to like bring back, but I think it literally mirrors like what we want to like what
get
needs
rid
to
of.
Go
yeah.
like
yeah.
what needs to go
yeah.
because like one of the first ones what we were talking about was like just like spending on stuff.
I think the whole
the Labubu stuff.
The basically
frivolous
like,
spending.
The right,
but like, it's beyond that. What you were saying, it's like it's not just like let me just buy like a bunch of things I don't need. It's like people are like
splurging hard
on small luxury items.
Yeah,
and going into like debt for them.
In some cases, yes.
Yeah.
Like for example, Pokemon cards, right? Like,
speaking of Pokemon.
Uh-huh, yes.
Recently, there was a supposedly a drop that was pulled back. This was this week.
See, this is me trying to tune out the trends.
This is me somehow being in tune with these things.
Okay. Your algorithm is like giving you...
But they were doing a drop, but then before the drop even happened, there are a lot of bots like getting ready to like check out the products. And so it got so bad to the point where they just pulled the drop altogether. Yeah. Like, we're going to cancel this. We're not going to do it today. We're going to do it another day.
That's pretty interesting.
Why? Because like it would all be like fake buyers.
No, I mean,
it'll be bots buying like 40,000 items the thing or is something like, to resell it.
Yeah, with the Pokemon craze, like it's gotten to the point where I notice that people are not just like buying them for personal collection, but they're actually going into debt. There's a famous clip on social media where the person calls into a popular radio show about like personal finances, and they're asking them, how did you rack up all this debt, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in credit cards? He was like, I bought Pokemon cards. And they're like,
no way. Then they were like,
hold on, explain that. And he was like, yeah, I bought them in hopes to resell them, or I was starting a channel of like ripping packs, and because I see other YouTube channel where
unboxing.
You had to, but think about it, you had to fund the unboxing by buying of expensive what you wanna packs
unbox. Yeah.
And hoping to make money and all that, or at least like pull valuable cards and resell them. And it's become like, you know, like people go into debt. Also, literally people using it, there's now you can track the value of like your entire Pokemon collection like a stock ETF.
Yeah.
Like instead of Charles Schwab, it's like Charles Schwab for Pokemon. And and it's a real thing. And people like brag about it. They'll be like, they'll post, I just made my portfolio. I just made $2,000 today.
Yeah, I saw this on social media where
that
I was
is
like,
going into the gambling territory.
No, it's already there.
Yeah.
So this notion. Okay, I'll read this because I thought it was interesting. So it's like, I'll never own a home and I'm not having kids. So is there really anything stopping me from getting a bunch of credit cards and a loan and just living life? Like if I don't have to worry about being approved for a mortgage or supporting a family, I'm not exactly seeing a negative here. My debt will die with me. I'm not asking for financial advice.
100%.
So that notion, I saw this on like random Instagram posts when I was on our F&D Instagram.
Hold on, our Instagram. Wait, we got to go deeper. Like what were people seeing?
So that comment is saying a lot.
So it was like, you know how like an Instagram, they show like what people are saying on threads.
Yeah.
It was like a thread, like a peak. Yeah. So I'm not on threads. So like,
and this is where I kept seeing this and manifesting in our society.
That notion is so
it needs to go.
No, for sure. Yeah. And it's not just with Pokemons or Labubus or whatever, but it's also, and I heard this from somebody in Korea for some reason I know about. Okay. But also they have a similar, like the Gen Z has a similar sentiment.
Yeah.
Because housing and everything is like so out of reach. So they splurge on, in their case, like handbags, like luxury items.
Goods, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But it just sounds like, there's a hint of like hopelessness there,
100%.
Right?
There is.
100%. Like,
which is kind of sad.
I just thought of this, like basically, are we in like peak YOLO culture? Because this is like, I heard of YOLO back in
if
like college.
If it isn't, I don't know what is.
Because back in the day, YOLO was like, buy that one thing or like do that one stupid thing. But now it's literally like
every moment.
Now it's accepted and it's microtransactions. Like buy that $20 smoothie because that's what, and post it. And also like it's the culture of like
you get
showing it. Yeah.
And then you get praised for
like,
it.
It's one thing. Okay, Thomas. I don't knock him because he's enjoying it. He's not like putting it online like showing I did this. He's like, I want to try this.
Sometimes,
but like genuinely, he's like, I want
to
see
his excursions
if this is worth
to
it.
Yeah. My donut.
Yeah, he's like,
no, it's not my donut. Am I donut?
Yeah, Thomas will wait in line for trendy food items that are like all the rage because I think he's like, I want to see if this is worth the rage, right?
Right.
But like a lot of people, it's his thing. But like, he's not like a lot of people like chase after the thing and just post it because it's like that hit of dopamine and response.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's the YOLO plus the FOMO.
The YOLO plus the FOMO. Oh, dang.
Guys,
we're like coining a lot of things today.
I feel like, okay, so then in Thomas's case, it's just YOLO.
Yes,
without
exactly.
the FOMO.
Yeah.
Yes, that's but that's perfect. But
is that where you draw the line of being responsible versus
yeah, doing it
throwing
just for the
your
sake
life
of the
away.
Gram.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
plenty of people
oh,
are like,
yes, yeah. doing it for the sake of the gram.
Which
so the
is
first
FOMO,
one is
basically.
Like, yeah, the first one we're talking about.
You're just enjoying like, yourself. Yeah. All these like things yeah. that make yeah. you happy.
Yeah, and the and then.
But now it's like the happiness is defined by putting it out on the
for
on
show
for show and having people acknowledge and yes. react and all that yes. stuff, right?
Because in other ways that it's transpired is like. I'm so glad that this has not been the case for me, but yeah. the other for the gram is like weddings and bachelorette parties 100%. And blah, 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 blah. I know friends, I yeah. have friends who are like, whenever somebody is like, oh, we're going to have a bachelor, they're like, oh, somebody else is having a bachelorette yeah. party. It's like this, that you can see the, yeah. The life draining from their face when it should be this exciting time, right. but like, they have to spend so much money yeah. to like buy the shirt and buy the ticket and yeah. buy the blah, blah, blah. I, none of my friends have ever yeah. done that. It's just been like, either we're local and we go to their house or like, it's not, there's no matching t-shirt. And I'm not, again, I'm not saying you can't have matching t-shirts, but I've seen it where people do it just for the gram. Mm.
For sure.
There's
a fine line.
There's a fine yeah. line. And like, sometimes it's really expensive. Yeah.
It truly, it is. It is.
It's like, I for once, instead of like talking about quiet luxury, maybe just do it and no one and no yeah. and, like don't even let people know about it.
Yeah,
like just silence.
In
like,
these cases, these people are saying the quiet part out loud by exactly. posting it.
Like, or maybe the, yeah, it's just like I'm like, what kind of society do we live in now? It's crazy. Like, nothing is now. No one ever just does something just to do it anymore, you know?
True.
Like, go on a trip, but don't talk about it. Or just talk about it with your friends. Yeah, don't yeah. post about it. It's like, do you even truly enjoy something unless it has a life in the internet? And I know I'm like, obviously, this is like, obviously people know it, but I'm like, it's getting worse. How do people know it if now it's literally at its peak? Like, talking about... basically you're right, like people cannot afford homes anymore, nor do they want to. Maybe they don't want to have kids, so they're not saving for college. So now it's like, yeah, what do I spend my money on? Oh, like whatever I want. That Pokemon card
is such a freeing thought.
Yeah,
it is freeing in the moment, but I of course, like, I mean, hindsight's 2020, it's one of those things, but it's like, it's such a short-lived right moment. Yeah. Because your life could change, like you were saying our last episode when we talk about labels.
Mm-hmm.
2 years of your life define your identity, but then like you have a whole many different lives after that. So it's like, so many things could change tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let's say somebody was like, oh, I want to offer you this tomorrow. But then you're like, crap, I can't do it because I've tied all this debt. I can't move. Yeah. I can't go anywhere.
Okay, I'm just about following this person who commented this person's train of thought.
Yeah.
Like, my debt can die with me.
Yeah.
That's such a revelation to me, because I'm like, I never thought about it.
Theoretically, you could claim bankruptcy and you're
exactly
fine.
Like, what's
you could rebuild
stopping
your
you from, exactly like what's stopping
know,
you from
morality,
doing
ethics.
Exactly. Yeah. I was thinking literally when I read it, I was like the same thing. It was like there has to be this concept of like, you know that you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, you don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be beholden to somebody and cheat people out of, like, right? You're literally borrowing, right? If it's a credit card, you are borrowing
money. And actually, like, most people will be like, well, screw the credit card companies. Yeah. Like,
then
you literally just don't have like a spiritual compass at all.
Yeah.
Right? Well, because even from a spiritual perspective, like, if you obtain something that you shouldn't, you're creating like karma.
Right.
And you're going to pay for it either in this life or not.
And then
in a tactical
sense, technically it is a loan. You borrowed it from somebody. Yeah. So to drill it down, it's like literally something as simple, like you lent somebody a pencil and they
and
just
you
like
never
didn't
get it back.
Get it back.
You never
and
get it back.
You keep lending them 100 pencils or whatever.
Right. Right.
And like, yeah, of course the person
also
that
I'm
runs
like
away,
your credit's going to be really bad. So you probably want to like strategically do, no, I mean,
but
like
they don't
they
care
because
they're not going to apply for a mortgage.
But
but
I'm like, even to rack up credit card, you need a high credit card balance, so you need to have decent credit to get that.
It's not a good plan. like for some people it may work.
Yeah.
But for most people it's gonna catch up to you and it's gonna suck for the people that you're around.
That's basically
if you ever want to marry someone or even just be live with someone, yeah. be a roommate to someone, you're, it's like the baggage is so wide as it accumulates.
Yeah.
But so that's, so okay, many trends that should go. Like for the gram, the like the, loud spending on yeah, things like, you can't.
Like this, like this idea that it's okay like to
destroy your life.
to spend on small luxuries because the underlying issue is, oh, well, I'm not going to buy a house anyways. And then now it's like perpetuating itself where, okay, what else can I spend? Like, what's the, then people are well, what's the next $20 smoothie I can, you know, or if, instead you know, of that, what's the, what about the $40 smoothie?
A New York yeah. location for what?
Erewhon. Erewhon. Right? So we're talking about, so there's this really famous, I mean, yes, the goods there are like high quality. It's like the most expensive, like gourmet food store in California. It's called yeah. Erewhon. Like everything is like literally like organic and this and that and costs more than anything else. Yeah, they're of course they're going to open one here.
Of course. Because,
of this, the notion is...
Yeah, because people are willing to spend it.
Yeah.
So as a business person, you see the opportunity and you seize the opportunity, right?
Exploit.
Anything in life, like you're like, oh, can I make money on it? There's somebody's going to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay. So these are the things that are like, we've got to go. We've talked about things that should stay. One is journaling. And then you also listed picking up the phone and calling someone.
I was like,
you want to talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, these days it's just crazy because like no one wants to use the phone anymore. You know, like yes. the younger.
You don't use your phone for the purpose of calling. People.
No one actually. Yes. The original intention of the telephone
by Alexander Graham Bell.
So I remember like calling a restaurant for reservations. No one does that anymore. Calling a store and like talking to a sales associate, you know, and no one. And even today, like ordering fast food now, everyone, there's still a cashier that puts your order together. But now you need to order like McDonald's or whatever on the keypad. And I'm like, I need to customize. I need to talk to somebody. And I just like talking to somebody. I grew up, like lived in California for the first 4 years
of America. Boomer Dan.
In the early 90s where you walk in, you go, hey, how was your day? Great. You have like a mini conversation.
I know.
And then you order. What can I get you today? You know? And it's like,
there's no time.
There's no time. Dan. Especially in New York. It's like, hello, there's a line behind you. Why are you asking me about my day? Like, oh my God. I know. And I'm like, well, not just that, but like, you know, calling, like my wife doesn't call any, she hates, it's like the meme of like, there's a service that needs to be provided. And I'm like, babe, just call him. She's like, oh, I can't get an answer. I'm like, pick up the phone. And like, no matter what, she's like, last resort. Like, I'm like, this is the easiest thing ever. Dial the 10 digits, wait, and talk to somebody.
Yeah. I do think there's a generational gap between this. There's probably a personality gap too. There's plenty of people like, it is the last resort to call somebody.
Yeah.
And will only call somebody if I need to, right? But
that's my first resort.
I know.
Hold on. But then do you make these calls because you like to talk to people?
No, I think they're actually the most efficient way.
I think it's the most effective way to get stuff done.
Yes, to answer your question, get something done.
Okay. I can see that because it's ridiculous to like call customer service because you just want to talk to somebody or the opposite, right? You don't want to talk to customer service.
I feel like the opposites
could be true.
They've been like, oh, and fantastic. Can I help you with anything? No, you're super nice. Where do you live?
Yeah.
Like
no
Kansas.
Way.
Yeah, I've literally I used to have a different carrier and I found out they lived in like Kansas and I'm like, oh, that's great. Where?
I had like an hour conversation. We got real deep about
I've literally just talked to
customer service.
Oh, customer service.
Some you have the yuanfen with who you have it with, Mia.
True.
And also no knock like now that they outsource to people in the other countries.
Yes.
You can't have that. Now, cuz before it's like
sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you can.
A lot of times,
no, they're like, no, like it's hard to. Sometimes they're just like,
I've had it with
good for you.
Well, because they have to hire people with the standard of English skills. Right?
No, but they don't live in America. They live in like Bangladesh.
I know. So you can still talk.
No, but I feel like they're not being genuine with me.
Oh.
If I'm like, you know, because they're
can
like
detect it in their
voice. They're like this guy is talking to me. What do, they're in their like, call word. Data
oh,
center.
There's yeah. also that okay, cultural okay. difference. Yeah, I they're think like, oh my, God, this American can't wow. stop talking.
Yeah. No, but
okay.
yeah.
Okay, so maybe there's like cultural difference, personality yeah. difference. There is a generational divide on this, though. I do yeah. think so. Because remember, when we were like going to school and like you would call people because there wasn't texting
sure.
until... Yes. Middle school, high school.
That's you're right. talking like there you're a millennial, Claude.
I am a millennial. That's what I'm saying. The divide is when the texting started.
Correct.
Right? Because then you just text people. You yeah. don't call people anymore.
So also I get really, one of my pet peeves is like when my wife has a 1 hour long text convo with somebody.
But some people prefer it.
No, I think it's like the biggest waste of time.
Wait, can you define 1 hour long
text conversation? It's literally a conversation you could have had in 10 minutes. It's like back and like
but
literally
then after
a combo.
That hour she stops texting.
Yeah, it's like an actual
conversation.
I don't know. Like no, it's a thing, right? Because it's a thing.
So she'll text furiously for one hour,
and then she'll stop.
I will prefer okay. sometimes to chat first for customer support because sometimes
no,
it
no,
can
I'm talking
be-
about you and your friend. No, I'm talking about you and your bestie. No, literally, it's somebody
friendly
it's
conversation.
Like. You and your bestie will not have a phone conversation, but you will have a text convo for an hour.
Some people get drained maybe from talking and stuff.
No, this is why I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Because also like it's a time factor because it takes longer to type.
Some people are too busy to talk on the phone.
No, but this is my point.
His
is it
point
took
is,
an hour.
Hold on, took,
but then
they
does
texted
it
for an hour.
Because it takes longer to text.
Does it include group chats or not?
No, one-on-one.
Okay.
Furious, like...
But okay, but do you
and I can see her reaction. She'll be like.
But do you remember like in high school and in middle school when you would text, like that was the time when you texted everybody for hours. Do you remember?
No, but that's different because it was a not, you're like, oh my God, I could text 25 people. No, yeah. one-on-one conversation for
I
one
know.
Hour.
That's what it was in like high school.
No, I never did that.
In high school?
I talked to people on the phone.
Yeah, so did I. But texting nah, I was hate... like a cool, remember? No. Like having text. What about when you were dating somebody and you were like texting?
That's different because it's like you're late and it's like, oh, how cute. No, I'm talking about just like an everyday conversation you could have had on the phone. But you had
in
to have it.
Generalization, there's a divide.
I'm just
there's
like,
a divide.
Guys, like,
people stop
for me,
calling.
It's an efficiency.
People stop
yeah.
That is true.
After,
that
like,
is true.
2000, yeah. like, 10?
Pick up the phone, guys. Talk to people. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to
so
your.
I are you?
Talk
are you,
to your neighbor.
Are you a person talk, that guys. Picks up the phone, Mia? Like, will you call people on the phone? Are you
I someone? Don't call. Oh, okay. Yes. Except for my family. I video call yeah. them.
So, like, I like talking on the phone. But yeah. there are so many people that don't like talking on the yeah. phone that I'm like, I feel like I can't talk to, like, I can't really call anybody.
Yeah. Or just like picking up the phone to call like a business, a service, you know? Like,
but that's different from talking
different.
To your friend.
Yes. I think there are certain people you can talk to on the phone because phone is weird. Like it requires your attention.
It does. And you know? That's why I don't yeah. like talking on
so,
the phone.
So Mia, do you think that this is an old school one we should bring back? Talking on the phone.
Talking on the phone? See, I'm not somebody who particularly enjoy long phone conversations.
Yeah.
Because I would rather meet with that person.
Yes.
And have a face-to-face conversation.
I
either
would
that
argue we
or
bring
text.
More of that back too.
Yes.
Either that or text. Because like if I'm not there, then I just don't want to be occupied by this thing. That's my rationale.
Does it matter if you can just like Bluetooth talk on the phone with them? Does that change?
While I'm doing other things? I guess when I'm like, for example, if I'm cooking, like, yeah. that's fine. But if I'm like watching something, I don't want to be
yeah,
talking
yeah,
on the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends. Okay. It depends.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I like, I don't mind talking on the phone.
So now also like, cause I'm not with it in the dating scene. Like one of my friends was saying like, now people do recognize that online dating is detrimental and also not successful. And because you have access to so many people, now there some people are putting away the online profiles and like trying to meet people face to face, old school.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been telling people to like my one
bring
advice.
Back
anybody,
events and adventure.
No, like anybody that was single that was like, damn, how do you meet people? And they're on their phone. I go, put down the phone. They'll literally yeah. be like, how do you meet somebody? And I'm like, not, this is not you, Mia.
Because
never
I never say
that. Yeah. No, I'm like, put down the phone, go outside, like, open up your eyes, like let the senses, like let, take a breath. Like,
okay, you
let,
know what? I do yeah. think that it's a theory. Yeah. I don't know if we can prove that. I would yeah. love to prove that. Just like
the meeting online people.
Dating thing? No, the go out there and yeah. then meet people thing.
Yeah.
Or just but like, that's how people you know, the thing that you it. Always, I know, but then like the thing that you always say, just go to a coffee shop and sit down and like, oh because I, we've had this conversation yeah. before. I never had that happen yeah. to me. I mean, you have.
Because you never sat in a coffee shop alone reading a book, Mia, right? When's the last time you did that? Never. Right, I'm just saying, like,
but,
never.
But reading a book? Reading a
yeah, just go.
On or, my computer?
Yeah, go. No, no. Go in without a computer and open up a book and just sit there. For like, or journal there.
Journal? You should
go. Challenge. No, go no. to a coffee shop with your journal. And sit there for an hour and journal and see what happens.
I would feel so pretentious.
I think
if I'm to be honest with you.
I think that your point is like, yeah. right, we there's not as much like meeting people in person out of your regular routine anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think, for example, I feel like in the
college. Hence the feeling of pretentiousness because it's yeah. like so not so what I do.
So for, but I think okay. there is a way to do it naturally. It just requires being a little bit more extroverted. So as in like when people, you want to try to make plans with a lot of people that you know, so you don't have to go to a coffee shop by yourself and journal. But then it requires like, you know, doing maybe activities in group settings where you know no one or doing activities with, I think it requires you doing activities with a lot of people that you don't know.
Right.
Because, right, like if you go to a party with your girl, well, usually girls will go to a party with other girls. Right. But it's unlikely that a guy will approach probably if yeah. she's not alone.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? I don't, or they I mean, will.
He could
I don't
be the
know.
Keeper if one guy comes up and is like, hi, I saw you.
But that's, I feel yeah. like that's asking a lot.
Yeah.
But that's not asking for a lot.
Nowadays, back in the day, I have it all the time.
It's
back in the day, like I'll be in a bar with my guy
do
friends,
you think it happened
and we would back in we
the
would be
back
like,
in the days?
We would see a group of girls, and we'd be like, "All right, your turn.
You
go talk to them."
Oh, you go one at a time.
Yeah.
But that usually that normally
as
happens
as a challenge, or you go all together. Let's go
all together.
But sometimes it's like a guy will be like, "Nah, I got this."
It usually happens yeah. in a bar,
yeah,
or at a club.
True.
When people are intoxicated.
I mean, I've approached random stranger girls on the street and asked them for a date.
Okay.
We
it.
Know. Oh, yeah. I feel like this only works for you for some reason.
Okay.
What other things might
so
need
like
to
in,
go?
So like in phone, in person. In person, bring back more.
Yeah.
In phone, we're divided. We're divided.
Yeah.
And then what more things need to go?
I just had those two really irked me. Like just seeing like how social media is like perpetuating all this and like
it's for the gram stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like,
I think that is pretty widely encompassing though. Like for the theme of like for the gram.
I would like people to no longer leave reviews for anything.
Oh my gosh.
No, I really think it's like seriously, like I understand it helps businesses. I also think that
say more
because I just like, discover things on your own. I don't.
That's fair. I see that.
I've
okay.
never
okay.
looked at how many stars something got.
But would you ask somebody else for like?
I don't
hey,
care. I would.
Hey, I would. I'm trying yeah. to like. I'm trying to get my windows done.
I love
you,
that.
Do you
yes.
know somebody?
I always ask. And
but
I
isn't
always,
that a review?
No, it's not. It's different because most people. No, I ask for recommendations, person to person. I'm talking about most
so
people.
A personal
find something online,
review?
Like. Like basically everybody now goes online and places like the most reviewed, the best reviewed, whether it's an object, restaurant, service or whatever. And they go with that.
Mm.
I'd be like, just stick to the old school. Like ask somebody for a rec, no vetting, just call that recommendation. Cause that's the world I live in. If you tell me, if I trust your opinion, you tell me I don't need to vet. That's how it used to
I
be
do
done.
Like, I do like that. I see. So also where it also goes in your argument is now the reviews get gamed because there are
right.
5,000 bots.
100%.
So now, but I think now people know that and they're also getting ready at getting better at parsing through fake review, real
yeah.
review.
So
but
there's
you're
a part
saying
two,
even
there's
if
a part
they're
two to
all
this.
Real, they're all no. good reviews. You're like, don't listen to these
don't
people
because
they're not
because
you.
Here's the thing, right? I'm all about good experience, bad experience. I'm about the experience. If it's a bad experience, move on, learn. So everybody now wants to avoid the bad experience.
Right, right, right.
For anything, for their wallet, for their sanity. For their wallet, and yeah. Y'all gotten so soft that you don't even know how to deal with the bad experience. Because here's how it used to work, yeah. Right? Let's say, here's how it used to work. You'll be like, go to my dentist. And then just like,
can
and then
you
they
imagine
do.
A yeah. bad experience at the dentist?
No, but
it's yeah. really or, bad.
No, no, it happens all the time. So then,
like, it's really something that I don't want to go through.
I understand, but then you had the
you're soft, man.
You had the
I don't want them to drill the wrong hole.
No,
or
but
something.
Like you had the Veritrol to deal with it, right? You had like the connection to deal
learn-
with it.
From that one, and then you can pick a good one.
Yes, and then it'd be all good because then, like, the conversation sometime later be like, hey, did you ever call that dentist I gave you? And you're like, yeah, they were awful. Thanks for the rec. Thanks for the rec. Didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
And move on. And that's how the world used to work. And then you'd be like, and then it'll be a fun story. Be like, wait, what happened? Be like, let me tell you. And be like, oh, that wasn't like that with me. I go, and then everyone would just know, like, yeah, everyone's experience is different. You had a good, you had a bad. We move on. Thanks for the recommendation. But okay. That... person-to-person trust is still there.
Okay.
It might be broken if you recommend three in a row. And even then, you'd be talking, I'd be like, hey, Kwan, man, Mia's recommendations lately have been really bad. Oh, really? I found they were really good. What do you mean? Did you use that dentist? Yeah, it worked really well. Not for me. Like, this is like whatever happened to that? It's the human connection.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think, and I think it's you like should, fun I think you stories. Should do both. I think there's a way to reference the reviews, but also use your personal,
no,
and
I'm
judge
saying
for yourself.
No, like, I'm saying like,
we hear your opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think Mia would take the opposite.
Like, I will take reviews and recommendations to yeah. optimize my experience.
Optimization, yeah.
Yes.
I get you.
But I also want to make
sure. Check out
our
episode if you're an optimizer with Thomas.
The one that I'm not a part of. But I also want to make sure. Like, I feel like I'm pretty discerning when mm-hmm. it comes to, because I know, right, if we look at online reviews, they're yeah. either really good
or really bad.
That's right.
And yeah. there's
so you
not many.
Never know.
Exactly. Yep. There's not know. That many never like know. Good substantial, like substantive review,
yeah.
Nuanced.
Yeah. Because like people now, okay, they go to Reddit, right? But yes. you don't. But now you might not know to yes. go to Reddit, and you just read a fake review.
Okay. What about this? Yeah. What about like a big purchase, like our friend, the solar panels? Are you just gonna go? Are you just gonna go?
Wait,
like,
Dan's gonna say that is also an experience.
No, guys, listen, it's an experience. No, because for example, the person
it's
that
a
told
learning
us
experience.
Because the person that told us told okay, this was because they basically were like, so we didn't get told to buy solar panels, right? We just wanted solar. So we just bought a house with solar already.
Yeah.
The person we talked to was like, oh, you shouldn't do it. And here's why. And we
you
talked to them.
You shouldn't do it as in you shouldn't get a house with solar panels?
No, you shouldn't do solar panels, period.
Oh.
Because right. they were like, we went, first of all, they caught the scams. And they were like, and after all of that, it didn't even work. Yeah. And then like, I would have been like, oh, cool, I'm not getting solar panels.
Okay.
Unless somebody was like, Dan, you should get solar panels. Here's what I did. Here's what
but then you just already got it with solar.
I'm just saying if I didn't get it.
Exactly. Yeah. So like you probably do want reviews there.
No, I would actually go to, I would seek the person in person, a neighbor. If I was in the countryside,
that's what I said.
Everybody on my block on the countryside has solar panels, right?
Yeah.
I would literally, first of all, I would know all my neighbors and I would ask Tom, be like, yo, how did that experience go? Blah, blah, blah. Then I would do my due diligence. Yeah. I would ask three neighbors.
Yeah. Same.
And I'd be like,
this is what I would do too.
I'm going to try Tom's version because this sounds like
the most
he had a
sturdy.
Tom,
yeah.
Go online.
I would also go online.
I would just because I trust that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it's like also when you do your own personal research, just learning about stuff.
No. Oh, no.
I think it also depends on the purchase, right? We're talking about freaking solar panels.
Yeah, $50,000.
A lot of money. Yeah. There's yeah. the stakes are higher.
So if Tom had a good experience, I would go with his recommendation. It's plain and simple. That's it.
That's
he had
great.
A good experience. I don't need to go online. I don't need to read. Because why second? What if that company had awful reviews? But he had a good experience.
Which this company will. I know.
Me.
But then I find that helpful because then I would ask the company about the, hey, what
so
about
here,
your
how about,
ex?
So
hey,
here,
how about
here's
your
one thing. How about this? I'll give you an example, right? In my industry, all buildings now, old buildings now have to get lead tested, right? Mm. By the way, the lead testing companies are all, they're all a racket. Every single one of them are extracting money from you. Mm. So there is no better one. Because I actually went through this entire exercise where my landlord called like three of them. All of them came, gave them a report. And then they're like, oh, can you remediate this? And they're like, we can't do it by law because it's conflict of interest, but I got someone that you can call. It's P.S. It's the same guy just opening up two companies. And oh. all of them came back with exorbitant quotes.
Yeah.
And not a single person. That's three companies. Mm. So I'm like, what if solar is like that? What if it's all a racket?
I would want to do some personal so just research.
Pick, so if you want, but then there is no, they're all crooks. So just pick one. There is no better one. Pick one. Make sure
crook the budget you know fits. Is better than the crook. No, seriously.
If you want it, like you just pick the budget for you, pick the whatever, and then
like
do it.
The, yeah, the devil you know. It's like it's like
back in the old days. Like basically, look, the joke was like all plumbers, like they're all gonna screw you. So just pick the one where at least like, all right, I have a good rapport with this guy. He at least will come out.
I just
out.
Also like to learn about the experience. I'm like, yeah. oh, these are the things that you should know about and ask about and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but when the plumber, like I just went through the whole gamut. Of, like we had plumbers, we had electricians, we had HVAC guys. We had the dumpster, the guy, the yeah. interstate waste that drops out. I literally had to talk, and this is where me and I'm like, call them.
For this kind of stuff, I do agree. Like the bringing back. So for like
because I can learn a lot about you that reviews can't tell. I can learn if you're like trustworthy.
How you communicate?
What information do you divulge?
What you don't divulge? I
can't get that from a review.
When you're trying to get stuff done, you have to call.
Agree. Or else it doesn't get done. But that's why it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Because if it's a restaurant, I don't care. I'll go based on reviews. But then if it's something else. Yeah.
Restaurant for me, the opposite. I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want anything because we used to work at a restaurant. Yeah. I want to, but it's double-edged because how do you get popular? Reviews. I know. Like with Radiance, we wouldn't have gotten all that people without positive reviews.
There you go.
But there were also BS ones like Quan didn't bring me my dumplings fast enough. 1 star. For those of you that just found our podcast, Quan and I used to work at the same restaurant in New York City.
Dan had a restaurant. I worked at.
Right. Anyways, like.
Which is also the reason why Dan thinks that Quan is in a Gen X.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I'm like. I always think you're younger.
This conversation.
Oh, no. It's same.
Gen X is like older than millennials. Than you are he thinks that you're older than you actually are because you've been in the workforce for so long and then he's known you since
then. That's right.
Anyway.
But you're actually a whole nother. But you're an old soul.
thanks guys. Oh my gosh, we hit the entire all right, guys. As always think, let us know
but
this
I actually want to know what other people think about things that need to go
yeah tell us come back. What do you think about reviews? Do you think we should all go?
Who knew let that this is know. Such a controversial topic.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, well let us know what you guys think, guys, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye
bye,
bye.